Radio Africana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Afrocentric magazine show, Africa Weekly, live on your Super Die Radio Africana. Yeah, man, Chris Okunowa is back on the show this week. Yeah, it's been some sort of break for me. Yeah, a lot of catch up to do out there, and a lot of catch up to do also on the show now that I'm back. Thanks so much for my man Emmanuel Etim for holding fort. I trust you were in good hands while I was away for some few weeks. Always good to be here to relish being Africa. Always, always, always. So, once again, welcome to your Afrocentric magazine show, Africa Weekly, live on Radio Africana. My name is Chris Okunowa. In case you are a first time on this show, what we do, we bring you issues. I mean, yeah, issues, entertainment, sport as well. Culture, tourism, everything you can think of from the African perspective. That's what we do on this show every Saturday at a time like this, 4 p.m. UK time. Yeah, you know, it's about bringing you, changing the narratives around Africa and just bringing you the real issues from the African perspective. Like I've mentioned, on this show we have what we call the news and current affairs segment, and we also have the culture and tourism segment. We always like to talk about the beauties of Africa, things you can go down to enjoy in motherland. If you haven't visited Africa, of course you might consider visiting Africa soon, so you can see what we talk about on this show. Always the beauty, the landscape, the people, the culture. You know, yeah, that's why we talk about culture and tourism on this particular show, Talking African Weekly. And also we talk entertainment. What's the world of entertainment now without the input of Africa? I mean, you know what Afrobeat is up to, you know what Amapiano is up to, you know about Nollywood, don't you? And you know about arts. That's a lot of things that are synonymous to being Africa. So that's why we talk about entertainment as well. And of course, we always end the show with the sports segment. We have a lot of Africans breaking barriers, doing wonders in the world of sport across the world. You talk football, you talk athletics, particularly the long distance race. These are races that have been dominated by Africans for ages. And we talk boxing, you just name it. Even here in the UK, the EPL, you can't talk the EPL without talking about, mentioning the African import. You want to talk about Didier Drogba, Mike Essien, John Obi Mikel, Yaya Toure. So that's why we talk about sport as well. So a lot to enjoy on this show every Saturday. So all you need to do on your part, sit down, relax, and as usual, and get ready to enjoy every bit of the show. All right, so we are starting off as usual from the news and current affairs segment, and this one is, every time, I wouldn't want to say every time, yeah, most time when we talk about news from Africa, it's always sad development. That's the truth. That's to let us know those in authority, not just in Africa, now even across the world, because whether we like it or not, people in Africa, governments in outside of Africa, have a way of influencing what happened in motherland. That's why we need everyone to come together to be sincere about their contribution, about what it is they are up to when it comes to Africa. We want everyone to do the needful, restore peace to Africa, development as well. Africa once built thriving civilizations from North Africa, talking about ancient Egypt, down to Southern Africa. We had thriving civilizations. These civilizations thrived in peaceful, you know, environment. That's what we need. It's possible. So that's why we always talk about this, just to remind those in authority within and outside Africa to know the extent of damage that is going on in Africa, and for leaders to do the needful and make Africa habitable, a habitable continent for those who reside there and for those who will be living there in the nearest future as well. So now we're starting off on a rather sad note, and this one is from Sudan, the Darfur region of Sudan to be precise. Now, more than 70 people have said to have been killed following a drone strike on a mosque in Sudan's Darfur region, a senior medical source told the BBC. Yesterday's attack in the city of El-Fasher has been blamed on the paramilitary rapid support forces, but the group has not taken responsibility. Yeah. The rapid support forces and the army have been engaged in a ferocious civil war for more than 2 years. The paramilitaries are gaining ground as they fight to seize complete control of El-Fasher, the last army stronghold in Darfur and home to more than 300,000 civilians who have been trapped by the fighting. One resident told BBC the drone struck during morning prayers, killing dozens of people instantly. The medical source said 78 died and about 20 were injured, but the process of extracting the bodies from the rubble of the building was still ongoing. So that's what we talk about, this sad development. A religious building in a mosque, when people are praying, observing prayer, what heinous act it is, you know. From the report we've got, 70 people have been killed. Oh no, the death toll could rise because the efforts to recover bodies from rubble still ongoing as at the time of this report. A sad one, a really sad one. Alright, we are leaving North Africa and let's go to Malawi in East Africa. Now, police in Malawi have arrested 8 people for alleged electoral fraud as the country waits for the final result of Tuesday's general election. Inspector General Merini Yunamu said the suspect, who were working as data entry clerks, had been trying to manipulate the figures. Malawi's 2019 election was marred by controversy when the highest court allowed then-President Peter Mutharika's victory, citing widespread irregularity. As a result, Malawi's Electoral Commission is on high alert following any potential issues. Official tallies so far suggest Mutharika is leading the race for the presidency with incumbent Lazarus Chakwera in second place. More results from Malawi's 36th district are expected to be released today. A candidate needs to win more than 50% of the vote or a runoff is held. In the meantime, Chakwera's Malawi Congress Party said it had lodged a complaint with the Electoral Commission claiming to have discovered irregularities in the count. Officials did not specify what those irregularities were. The commission is expected to announce the outcome of the election only after all votes have been tallied and verified in order to avoid the possibility of the final result being challenged. According to law, the Electoral Commission has until the end of Wednesday to announce the final tallies. In 2019, when Mutharika's victory was annulled, a court said there had been widespread tampering, including the use of Tippett's correction fluid and result sheet. Right, some of these things are heard for in elections in some part of Africa, manipulations, irregularities, and people hardly have or maintain 100% trust in the electoral bodies in Africa, and all eyes on the Malawians electoral body, and the Malawians people and the rest of Africa are waiting to have the outcome or the result of these elections. It looks a bit tense and heated at the moment. A good thing is that the police seems to have seems to be doing their work, and they have arrested about 8 people for alleged electoral fraud as the country awaits the results of the general election. Finger crossed, we'll be here. They have until Wednesday to come up with a result, so we'll be here to monitor things and see how it unfolds in Malawi. Right, in the heart of East Africa and talking Kenya, there's a rather development, a sad one as well, but some will say a welcome one because it's justice. Like I say, justice could be delayed, but if it managed to get served, at least that's something people take solace in. Now, this one involved a British national is accused of murdering. A British national accused of murdering and dumping the body of 21-year-old in a septic tank back in 2012. The news now is that this national has been ruled to go down to Kenya to face charges. A Kenya court this week ordered the arrest and extradition of a British national suspected of murdering a 21-year-old woman in a town close to a United Kingdom Army training camp in Kenya in 2012. The ruling has brought renewed attention to the long-running case of the young woman Agnes Wanjiru, whose murder in Nanyuki, central Kenya, shook her community and sparked nationwide outrage. Nanyuki community members have long accused British soldiers training in a garrison close to the town of gross misconduct. However, no suspects have been tried. If the extradition goes ahead, it could mark the first time that a current or former British soldier will be extradited to face trial in another country for a civilian's murder, according to the UK's Guardian newspaper. Now, in a statement, the UK government acknowledged the ruling and promised to cooperate with Kenya authorities in the case. So that's a welcome development there. Reacting to the ruling, Wajiru's family said on Tuesday they had waited too long for justice but hope it will now arrive, according to a report by the Associated Press. The good thing is the British authority, I mean the British authorities saying they are going to cooperate fully with the Kenya authorities on this one. So there's a possibility of this soldier being extradited to Kenya to face charges in this case. That's a welcome development. It's been delayed, but then justice at last, some people will say, and that's what the family of the late Wanjiru is hoping for. Right, let's just go down to South Africa, and that might just be the last piece on the current affairs segment of African Weekly live on Radio Africana. Now, South African police say they have dismantled a crystal methamphetamine laboratory with drugs worth $200 million discovered on a farm in the east of the country. Five people from a North American country have been arrested, while two others to believe to be from West African countries fled the scene. A statement said police photographs show industrial manufacturing equipment along with wind case and lunch boxes filled with the illegal drug. In a 2022 Global State of Harm Reduction report, South Africa was described as one of the largest crystal meth consumer markets in the world. Its geography and porous borders make it an ideal transit point for illicit drugs, according to UN. In Friday's raid on the farm in Volkstrost, 225 kilometers southwest of Johannesburg, the police also seized a pellet gun loaded with blanks. The farm caretaker, who has also been arrested, was found with three live rounds. All right, that's a good one then. Law catching up with some people perpetrating evil, because it's evil to sell illicit drugs, and that's what the South African authority, police particularly, are dealing with. And this time around, they've been able to impound some of these hard drugs worth $200 million and arrest three people in the process, with two others fleeing the scene. Definitely those two are at large, and the South African authority will be looking to apprehend them in due course. Okay, that's just gonna be the current affairs segment of this show for this week. Just about a few news we can bring to you from motherland Africa. Next week it will be time to bring you some other interesting, yeah, hopefully interesting and not sad one from Africa. We're gonna take a pause now, and then when we come back, it will be time for us to talk culture and tourism on this show. So we'll take a pause and enjoy this music from late legendary Nigerian singer called Magic Fashek. You know what, it's raining in Manchester now, and that's just a feel of autumn, a sign that in a matter of months winter will be here. So it's getting wet now, it's raining here, and there is no better song to reflect what the weather look like here in Manchester than this one from Magic Fashek. He called Send Down the Rain. I'll be back after this time out. by Saint Andre, by late legendary singer Magic Fashek, Magic Odumi Fashakin. That song there is just talking about I don't know, what is that, what people will call karma? Whatever you sow, you shall reap. That's why he said you don't expect to sow cassava and reap up cocoyam. Whatever you sow, that you shall surely reap. That's really valid, really valid. Of course you agree. Yeah, it's raining in Manchester, wet weather, and that's one thing, one unique thing about Manchester. It's more of a identity thing for me, and it's part of being a Macunia, if you ask me. Right. Now let's move on to the next segment of this show, Africa Weekly, live on Radio Africana. And this one, this particular segment of the show, is what we call a culture and tourism segment. Today, we're talking about a particular people in Africa and in Nigeria precisely, right? I always try to take time out to explain that when you talk Africa, you're talking about over 50 countries. You know, Africa is not a country, Africa is a continent. A lot of people outside of Africa, they refer to Africa, they think, or maybe they kind of perceive Africa as one single country. Yes, some people we hope or wish that could have been the case, a united, united, you know, Africa, whereby everything will be unified, same currency, no the artificial borders imposed on the countries. But then the reality is Africa is made up of different countries. Yeah, a lot of people had clamor for a united Africa, whereby Africa will operate like a single country, not in the real sense of it, but in terms of economic tie, social tie, social integration, like we have it in other part of the world, like we have the United States of America, you know, the states coming together to form a powerful country. Here in the UK, we've got four countries, you know, four different region, different government forming a powerful United Kingdom government. So that's what a lot of people wish for Africa, but that's not the case today. So, in reality, Africa is made up of over 50 countries. West Africa, North Africa, Central Africa, East Africa, and South Africa. I mean, a lot of countries. So, and today, on the culture and tourism segment, we'll be in Nigeria. And also in Nigeria, I've always taken time to explain the different countries in Africa. Also in Nigeria, we have large ethnicities, large ethnic groups, large cultural group in Nigeria. And among them, yes, I know a lot of people in this part of the world, particularly we be very, very familiar with the Yoruba. Outside of Yoruba people, we also have the Igbo people in Nigeria. We have the Hausa. These are the three major tribes in Nigeria. We have the Ijaw, we have the Nupe, we have the Edo, we have the Igala, you name it, and we have the Ibibio. Yes, today we'll be talking about the Ibibio. These are the people we'll be showcasing today. They are from Nigeria, okay? Now, the Ibibio people are one of the oldest ethnic groups in Nigeria, known for their rich cultural heritage, traditional beliefs, and social organization. Yeah, the Ibibio people primarily inhabit the southeastern region of Nigeria, particularly in Akwa Ibom and part of Cross River. They are believed to be one of the earliest inhabitants of southern Nigeria, with their origins tracing back to around 7000 BC. That's according to some scholar. Historical accounts suggest that the Ibibio migrated from the central Benue Valley and settled in areas like Usak Edet in present-day Cameroon before moving to their current locations in Nigeria. Language and dialect. Now, the Ibibio people speak Ibibio, a language that belonged to the Benue-Congo branch of the Niger-Congo language family. The language has several dialects which are mutually intelligible with those of neighboring ethnic groups such as the Efik and Anang. Ibibio Society is organized into villages, each typically consisting of about 500 residents. Villages are structured around a central courtyard and are governed by an elite head who serves both as moral authority and secular leader. The Ibibio also have secret societies such as the Equi, which play significant roles in social and political life, conferring status and authority upon their members. Now, their cultural practice, talking the Ibibio people, the Ibibio culture is rich in traditions, including elaborate rituals and festivals that celebrate their heritage. They are known for their artistic expressions, particularly in wood carving and body art, which are integral to their cultural identity. Masks are often used in ceremonies to enforce social control and represent ancestral spirits. Religious beliefs. Now, traditional beliefs among the Ibibio include a strong connection to ancestral worship and the veneration of tutelar spirits. That's very common in so many African societies. They believe in a supreme deity and have various rituals to honor their ancestors, which are central to their cultural practices. Now let's talk about their economic activities. The Ibibio people are primarily agriculturalists, cultivating crops such as yams, cassava, and taro. They also engage in trade, particularly in palm oil and other local products, which are significant to their economy. In summary, the Ibibio culture is characterized by its deep historical roots, vibrant traditions, and a strong sense of community, making them a vital part of Nigeria's cultural landscape. Their rich heritage continues to influence the social and cultural dynamics of the region. Yeah, that's the southeastern region of Nigeria. Let's have a look at places that you can visit for tourism purposes in Ibibio land. Yes, we have the Ibeno Beach, quite beautiful. The Orem Museum, the Uyo City. Uyo City is one of the cleanest and beautiful, one of the most cleanest and beautiful cities in Nigeria. I've been to Uyo several times myself, and I can attest that it's a very beautiful city, beautiful people, hospitable people, good food. I don't know, Emmanuel is not here. I think I have a feel he's listening. I better not say this. Yeah, the good thing is that Uyo is known to be a very good place to visit. Very hospitable people, good food, beautiful women. I don't know if Etim is here, is going to banter me on this one, you know. People like us visited Uyo Valley because the city of Uyo in Nigeria over the last couple of years, I think since 2014, has kind of been the main home ground for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. And if you work as a sports journalist in Nigeria, like I used to do, definitely over the last 10 years, you have to frequent Uyo. That I did to confirm about the beauty of the city and the people, how hospitable they are. All right, outside of Uyo City, visiting Uyo City, you can also go to the Afi Mountain Wildlife Sanctuary, the Ibom Tropicana Entertainment Center, Mary's Leisure Storm. Right, there's this documented, I don't know what to call it now, history in Nigeria that Mary's Leisure stopped the killing of twins in today Cross River State. You know what? Cross River and Akwa Ibom used to be a single state. They are quite related in terms of culture and everything. That's talking about the Efik Anagani Ibibio people. So Mary Slater, his influence is largely retained or felt in the region, talking about both Cross River and Akwa Ibom. So you can visit the area to see the tomb of Mary Slicer. Then the Rafia City, the Akwa Ibom Christmas Village, the Anang Festival of Art and Culture, and also the Low Meridian Hotel in Uyo that I have visited myself. Okay, so these are places you can visit to enjoy, you know, the city, not just the city now, what life nation has blessed the Ibiubio and their neighbors with in Akwa Ibom and Cross River. Trust me, you'll be very happy. You're not going to regret it. That I can assure you. If you visit the land of the Ibiubio, they are very hospitable. They've got good food, beautiful women, handsome men as well. Yes, you got me there, Jaren. Clean city. Everything you think of, you're going to feel right at home with them. I'm not from there, but I visit there a lot, and I can tell you this for a fact. Okay, that's going to be the size of the culture and tourism segment of the show for today. Remember, we'll talk about the Ibiubio people, and I'm encouraging you to go down to Nigeria and visit Akwa Ibom and Cross River as well to enjoy the beauty, to savour it, the beauty of the Ibiubio people. We're going for another music break, and when we come back, it will be time for us to talk entertainment on the show today. For now, let's enjoy this song from a late Akwa Ibom singer called Mish. He called this one Akwa Ibom. The Akwa Ibom people, like they used to call themselves, Akwa Ibomites, that lives in Lagos, Abuja, different part of Nigeria. When it's time to go home, and when you play this song, they have this nostalgia feeling. It is time to visit home once more. That's what this song does to the average Akwa Ibom man. This song by late singer. The first song we played on this show was by late legendary singer Majef Acheck. Another one from a late singer, Mitch. That means a lot of people, they've gone to the world beyond, but they've left us with wonderful piece, wonderful composition that we still use to nourish ourselves. So let's nourish ourselves with this one from Mitch called Akwa Ibom. We'll be back.
There comes a time we all leave home in search of so-called green pastures. This was the case of Inyobo, who had left home for very long. For all the hustle, nothing much, until one day he met Nikki, a young rich girl who's so pretty. She said, "Come with me, I just like you, forget money, whatever you want, just tell me to pass some price. I want to go home, I'm from Akwa Ibom. In case you don't know, Akwa Ibom Ayaya, we can enter motto of my forehead. I'm not for who you should come with me. I'm missing the love at home, I'm missing the love at home, I'm missing the love at home, I'm missing the love at home. Home sweet home, no place like home. I'm a king at home, so baby feel at home. You're in Akwa Ibom, and it's sweet like a honeycomb. You go chop and go carry go, cause they call it the promised land. I'm so proud of my motherland. Don't call me what you want, you hear me, this is the home of soups. You want a family, can you come? You love this out of bank, one from one to pot. But to map, no need for school, no need for plate. Waste of time, just vibe a life. Please drop the knife, let your life.
I want to go home, I'm from Akwa Ibom. In case you don't know, Akwa Ibom, where I am. We can end the motto, I'm fighting for hero. And that one is yours, you should come with me. I'm missing the love at home, I'm missing the love at home, I'm missing the love at home, I'm missing the love at home. Ufadi Ubenpo, I said let me school you. Call them Freddy Bagger, in fact there's no problem. Dimi means come here, Dempo means come chop. Ima means your toddler, that's what I feel for you. And I know you're feeling it too.
Cause keep equals to N Obong, thank God equals to E to the bong. Young me dong, double dupe bad young. I know you love champagne to pop your brain and know your pain. But if you want some to calm your brain, I mean palm wine, don't mind the fly, the fly. I spice to make you.
I want to go home. I'm from Akwa Ibom. In case you don't know, Akwa Ibom Ayaya. We can enter motto. I'm fight for hero. And that one yours. You should come with me. I'm missing the love at home. I'm missing the love at home. I'm missing the love at home. I'm missing the love at home.
Back to
misiko mushkalaba na semada alopasa anyeroba Nkumana Nigeria, Africa, Planet X, yeah.
Keeping it real entertainment, baby.
I want to go home. I'm from Akwa Ibom. In case you don't know, Akwa Ibom, where I am, we can enter motor. I'm fine forever. I'm not for you. You should come with me. I'm
Bad Bishop. Let me hear the drum lines dancing time. Boogie down, baby. Yeah. Baby, let me teach you how to dance. It come be if I move one step, you copy. Now I see you shake your body. Drop the tables down, follow me. If you like to see your mommy, she could tell you dance your mommy with you. Baby, baby, with you, baby.
I'm forever.
I like the cultural, social, musical, lyrical, beautiful, chemical, rhythmic, a la Akwa Ibom. Shake your body, baby. Gune, gune, mommy. Rock me, girl.
I want to go. I'm from Akwa Ibom. In case you don't know, Akwa Ibom, where I am. I'm fine for arrow, I'm not for you.
You should go with me, I'm missing the love at all.
I want you to know that I love you so.
I'm not sure.
Right, Applaud the Sea by Inyanya. Yeah, just so you know, Inyanya is one of the Nigerian artists that is from, yeah, Inyanya is now originally from, you know, Akwa Ibom but Cross River, but I've just made you understand earlier that Akwa Ibom people and Cross River were linked together. They used to be together in the old Cross River state. So when you talk Akwa Ibom, you might as well talk about Cross River as well. You know, the Efik and Anag are closely related to the Ibibio people, and we have them living across the two states. I do believe that we have some Ibibio people as well in Cameroon, because their migration story or history has some link to Cameroon. So welcome back from the musicers on that one. Applaud is it from Iyanya. Now we're moving forward on the show. The next segment is the entertainment segment, and this one is about, you know, two Nigerian mega superstar, like they like to talk, they like to describe big musicians in Nigeria. Well, for the sake of time, we might just talk about one, and that's talking about Two-Face Idibia. Now, Two-Face Idibia is celebrating his 50th birthday. 50, yeah, that's what Two-Face has just clocked. And you just feel that some men are so blessed with look, and you can barely, you know, Two-Face will pose for a 40 years old man and no one will argue against it. Alright, Two-Face wife, Honorable Natasha Osawaru Idibia, showered Nigerian music legend Two Baba with a deeply personal and paid tribute on September 18, 2025, calling him the love of her life and thanking God for the joy he has brought into her world. In a warm Instagram post, Natasha wrote, "Happy birthday to the love of my life. You are 50. Oh, wow. You space me with 20 years and you look younger than I do." That's what I've just said. How ironic. Innocent Uja Idibia, my husband, what cannot express the joy you've brought into my world. So lovely, wonderful tribute there from Natasha to her husband, to Baba, who is celebrating, who celebrated anyway, his 50th birthday on Thursday. Two Baba is now 50 years old and he still look quite young. You remember he broke off from his former wife Annie Idibia. It was a kind of separation of divorce that's dominated talk on the social media, but it now seems both ex-partners have moved on with life, and that's the good thing. You know, the end of the marriage does not mean the end of happiness for either side, but definitely we find happiness one way or the other separately. And of course you trust them to look after the kids they've had together. So from me and everyone here in Radio Africana, we're wishing Two Baba happier 50th birthday. Two Baba have done so much for African entertainment and even for world music. I like to say his contribution is quite immense. He's a living legend indeed. So that's why we're going to take a quick timeout, a quick pause to relish something from Two Baba. Many people will argue that this one is arguably the biggest song by Two-Face Idibia, the song called African Queen. It is a song that really divine the real essence of African beauty to a lot of people in Africa and beyond. So let's enjoy African Queen, celebration of Two Baba 50th birthday. Let's enjoy African Queen from Two Baba. We'll be back, and when we come back, it will be time for us to talk sport, which is the closing segment of the show.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African Queen. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Just like the sun lights up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. And just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scenery with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you could have made up
brought a scene. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. Hey, yeah. Ooh, you are my African queen. Oh, Lord, ooh, Lord. Out of a million, you stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. This is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile. Make me float like a boat upon the Nile. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. And I know, oh yes I know, you are my African queen. And I know, see I know, see I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it's this love, and I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen, and I know that it means that you're the only one that I will serve.
Right, I give you my heart, my love, my body, and my money. That's from Two Baba, African Queen. Happy birthday once more to you, living legend, Two Baba.